I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Swung on, line drive, center field. There's DeShields right there. He's got it. The ball game's over. As Reyes hit it hard, but right to Delino DeShields. The Rangers have won it by the score of 1-0.
That was the call yesterday on your home for Rangers baseball. That's us. Oh, yeah, we're your home for the Cowboys as well. Sean and RJ on DFW Sports Station, 105.3 The Fan. The Rangers beat the Indians, who are the wild card leader. Yep. Tampa Bay is in second. Mike Minor, 1-0 shutout victory, 7 innings pitched, 7 hits, 7 strikeouts. Then you had Chavez coming in for some work. You had Leclerc getting the save, and it was a Nomar sac fly driving in Elvis, who owns the Indians. So now the Rangers are 8 back of Cleveland, 6 back of Tampa.
Yep, and they're still in it. I mean, technically, they're still in it. And since they don't have 5 teams to leapfrog, they've only got 2, really, before they get to Cleveland and Tampa, then it just takes a 6-game win streak, kind of like what they're about to be on. That's what it takes. It doesn't take a whole lot. The Red Sox have lost 7 of 10, or 8 of 10. The Rangers have won 7 of 10. They've just picked up a ton of games right there on Boston, just in that time frame. So it's huge like that. When you don't have a lot of teams, that's the thing you got to worry about. It's not even the amount of games, the amount of teams. They don't have a lot of teams to leave.
Well, here's the future schedule, too. And Mike was, you know, if you just look at the division with what Cleveland has to face versus us, we're sitting here. I mean, Cleveland has, right, in the rest of that division, Minnesota, the White Sox.
Yeah, Minnesota's good. They got the White Sox. They got
the Royals.
And the Tigers.
Garbage, garbage, garbage.
Yeah, I mean, the Tigers, we just played the Tigers.
Yeah.
How bad are they?
Here is the Rangers' future schedule. They have 2 more against Cleveland today, 5:30 pregame, first pitch at 6 on the Fan, then at Milwaukee, at Toronto, Twins at home, Angels at home, at the White Sox.
Ooh.
So that's the future schedule.
Yeah. Ooh, man, that's brutal. Like
brutal? I mean, you got Toronto in there. You got, you know, Chicago in there.
Yeah. But, you know, look, the schedule the Rangers have in September is the most difficult one I can remember seeing. I can't remember a more difficult month of September for any team. I mean, just go, they got the Yankees twice. They got the Red Sox thrown in there. They got the A's are a good team. Their only break is the Orioles. It's a brutal schedule, man. Very, very tough.
All right, so that's your update on Rangers baseball. They win their 5th straight, and Ariel Jurado will be on the mound again for them today. Mickey Spagnola is coming up at 8:40, and we will talk about the Jerry Jones party last night. But in case you're just joining us, this is the news coming out from Jane Slater from the NFL Network about an hour ago. I'm told the Cowboys have generous offers on the table for Dak, Zeke, and Amari, putting each one in the top 5 highest paid at their positions. And if they can't agree on numbers, the Cowboys are prepared to play this season with each player on a prove-it deal. One of our top tolos, Skip, then sent me a tweet from James Palmer. He went and got the 5th highest paid at these positions.
All right.
All right, so these are the numbers that we could be playing around with. 5th highest paid quarterback in the NFL is Matt Ryan. $150 million, 100 in total guarantees, averages 30 per year.
100 guaranteed.
100 guaranteed. 5th highest paid wideout, DeAndre Hopkins, 16.2 per year, 81 million total, 49 in total guarantees. Remember, Michael Thomas's came out with 61 guaranteed. Mm-hmm. 5th highest paid running back, LeSean McCoy, 8 per year, 40 million total, 26 in total guarantees. Gurley is making 14.5 per year with 40 plus in guarantees. So if I'm Zeke, you give me a top five offer, screw you. I'm not even calling you back. Call me back with the top offer. If I'm Amari, hey, it's, you know, it's what's the porridge story? Who's that? Is that
please,
the wolves?
Please, sir, I want some more. Oliver?
No, is that the three wolves? The boy who cried wolf? Is that the porridge?
Not the boy who cried wolf. It's 100% not the boy who cried wolf.
Is it the hot?
Three little bears.
Is it a hot porridge, cold porridge, and middle porridge?
I don't think it's middle porridge. I think it's my porridge is just right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what are the different porridges?
Yeah, hot? Mine's too hot. Mine's too cold. Ooh, mine's just right. Yeah.
Okay.
Middle porridge.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love
yeah.
it. Middle porridge.
So Zeke is getting offered the cold porridge, and Amari will be offered the middle porridge.
That's right.
And Dak is going to get the porridge that's just right.
Yeah.
It took a while for me to get there, but that's where I am. So, reset. Zeke should be insulted. Amari can say, hey, that's a nice offer. You got to pay me more. Joe Corey, former agent, told us an hour ago he expects 19 a year. And Dak Prescott, hey, he could have the same reaction as Amari if he gets offered this. Thank you for the 30 a year, but I want 33. I want 34. So
right.
Dak can be pleased. Amari can be, you know, complimented, but mm-hmm. give me more, and Zeke should feel insulted.
Yeah, I mean, Zeke's biggest problem, and it's not even a problem for Zeke, it's a problem for the team. The team's the one that's got to worry about it. They're the one that has to worry about the cap. You know, no one's going to be able to convince a player, nor should they, that they're not worth it anymore and that their position's not worth it. Like, that's a tough conversation to have. That's why so many teams kind of just aren't having these conversations anymore. And that's why so many running backs are basically out of the league in a couple of years. In regards to Dak, you can give him 35 million. If he plays like Russell Wilson and Matt Ryan, it's not going to matter.
Right.
If he plays like Nick Foles, Kirk Cousins,
yeah,
it is going to matter. And that's the difference. You know, you could pay. They're going to pay Patrick Mahomes $40 million next year. It ain't going to make a difference.
Right.
It's not going to make a difference because he's so good. And that's the point. The quarterback, if they're good enough, it really doesn't matter what they make because they're so good. And there's very few positions on the field that actually matter, and they're the one. That's why I don't believe quarterback salaries should count against your cap. I just don't think it's fair. I think it's crippling to a team.
Last night, we went to the Jerry Jones party. No Jerry Jones. I was crushed.
I know.
I went there 50% for Jerry.
You went there 100% for the open bar and the sushi. That's why you went there.
Yes. And it was me, you, Fish, and Kavanaugh going to this fancy sushi place in Malibu.
Yeah, it's called Nobu. In Malibu.
And the only celebrity there was Steven. That's it. Steven Jones was there.
Well, we were there.
Well, and we were there.
Wait, hold on. Wait, yeah. Every year you guys talk about this party, you're like, oh, Vince Vaughn was right here, and Cindy Crawford, maybe, you know, Liquor Mole and stuff. And you're telling me there's not one single celebrity there?
Man, I could have swore I saw a
here we go.
Joe Montana lookalike.
Joe Montana. Wow.
Pretty sure I saw someone that looked kind of tan and famous, but it was nobody. It was a good party, though. It's a great place.
Yeah.
That place is, it was a Monday night, and it was packed.
It was packed. I don't even want to know what the meal would cost in there.
So I have a buddy who lives out here, and he said it's you can't get out of there for about less than $250 a person.
Yeah.
$250?
That's crazy. So on the way home, it turned into karaoke again.
Yeah, of course it did.
With Choppy leading the way. And probably
Jeff
and Fish were in the back. Which one would you like to start with? Troy can pick or you, RJ. This is the song selection. That's the playlist.
All right. So, you know, a lot of these songs we hadn't heard in a while, so we had to figure out the words as we go on the fly. So why don't we start with, let's just go with a classic from Garth Brooks. This is one of the all-time great Garth Brooks tunes, and Kavanaugh went absolutely nuts. We were on a good run of songs, too. Yeah. We were on a really good run of songs. It was a good night. Whoever was doing the DJing was doing a fantastic job because we hit up with a little Garth, and we tried to make it work the best we could.
Let's go. We got a live version, too. 6 o'clock Friday evening, mama doesn't know she's leaving until she hears me.
That's
taking a second.
I gotta remember this one.
Hold on. She knows he's anticipating, but she's gonna keep him waiting. Grab about to eat, and then they're heading to the honky tonk. Line dancing, this ain't what they really want. Driving to the boondocks and parked down by the creek, and where it's short, straight, real late, dancing cheek to cheek. Let's go! They ain't going down till the sun comes up. Ain't giving in till they get enough. Go around the world in a pickup truck. They ain't going down till the sun comes down.
Fish, stop. Man, Fish ruined everything.
Yeah, it took you a while, but you got it on track.
We finally did.
Jeff kind of saved it.
Yeah, it took us a while. I forgot how fast that song was.
Yes.
Woo!
All right, Troy, now you can have a request.
Yeah, yeah.
From the playlist.
Because obviously RJ has no clue about this music. That is not even a top 10 Garth Brooks song.
What?
That song's horrible.
Wait, hang on. Do you want to put Friends in Low Places on there?
What do you mean on there? You mean on the top of the list? Yes. Go back to your rappers list and put
one on the Garth list is easily calling Baton Rouge.
Now, here's the thing. When you guys are in a car drinking and you kind of get
You're
out
not
of
drinking your... in a car.
Yeah. We were drinking before we got in the car.
Wow, y'all really corrected me on that one as fast as you could. Normally, you tend to sing songs you normally wouldn't want to sing out loud. Luckily for us, we have the audio. That's why nothing makes me smile more than a group of men in a car singing Carrie Underwood.
Fish, you have no idea. One lyric.
I'm like,
you don't know.
One lyric. I'm a kitty cat.
What?
Hey, go stop. I'm a kitty cat?
Wait, what was that?
What'd he say?
I'm a kitty cat.
Is that Jane Seymour?
Kitty cat.
All right, go ahead.
Fish, you have no idea. One lyric.
I'm a kitty cat.
And I drove my key into the side of this pretty little souped up four-wheel drive.
My God.
Called my name into his leather seat.
Oh, my God.
I took Louisville sucker to both headlights. Sliced a hole in all four tires. Maybe the next time he'll be your boy.
Jesus. All right, that's enough. This is every day, y'all.
Oh, man.
Every day with these fools.
Yeah.
California karaoke with 105.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.